Hey guys, so I recently just saw Endgame. It was absolutely awesome. So basically, I'm going to explain what happens in this. Spoilers, but by the time I've only got one subscriber, which is me. I've tried and tried and tried to get more people to subscribe. I've asked my friends to download this. But anyway, yeah, in Endgame. Talk about start to finish. So at the start of Endgame, we see how the Avengers are adjusting to their lives without anybody. We see Tony Stark recording his thing he did, and then Captain Marvel brings them down. Sorry, I've got a cold today. Brings them down to Earth, and yeah, she she brings them down to Earth, and we see everybody reunited who wasn't dusted. Another one hit the dust. I know that's not the song, so no one bit the dust. But hit the dust makes more sense. Anyway, yeah, so we then see them all going to where Thanos is and Thor chops his head off. I know it's not like a long, 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 long time to find them, and they have to fight evil things, fight Red Skull and stuff. No, they find him immediately because of Nebula and chop his head off. But the thing is, he destroyed the stones, and they cannot reverse the snap without the stones. Basically, if they snap again, then everybody's back to life. So anyway, yeah, then we see Scott Lang. Hey, it's me coming back. And what happens to him is he kind of figures out time travel. He bases his entire plan on how to not mess up the future on Back to the Future. It's hilarious. So hilarious. It's like cray 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 crack. If you think that it was weird, basically they go back in time anyway because Tony helps them, and they go back. It's like a recall to everything. They go back to the Battle of New York. They get all of the stones that they need, almost all the stones on Earth, in New York. Yeah, but they finally figure it out. I am going to wait for 2 seconds until it stops next minute. Yeah, well, anyway, then what happens is that, like evil Nebula, old Nebula, past Nebula takes over future Nebula with her new, with future Nebula's new design. She takes over the design and hijacks, and then old Thanos is like, "I noticed that what I did was wrong. It didn't work out as quite as well as I seemed." And then he wants to kill the Avengers. But they had already reversed the snap, and then Tony grabs the stones off of past Thanos trying to snap again, and what happens as all the bad, he snaps. He has a gauntlet and snaps, and all the bad guys get wiped away. And it's kind of, awesome, I guess, at the same time, but I'm like, why are there only bad guys? What if there's a bad tree? Does like a bad tree get busted? Or what if there's like a planet with two face figures? Do the two good parts of the two face figures combine and the other two get dusted or something? Well, there's an identical twin, but you're conjoint twins and you're like one of them's evil. Like, does that side get dusted? Like, you on the first snap in Infinity War, he wipes out half of the population of planets. And we all thought that was insane. But if you only do villains, that makes it more insane. Alright, this isn't an in-depth details, but there are spoilers in it. Anyway, so yeah, please subscribe. And yeah, please, if you actually watch this, subscribe. Bye.